弟兄姐妹早。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
早 ，come on, wake up.
早 ，come on, raise your voice. Good morning.
Morning, good. 呀，今天有机会我们再一起再来在神的话语上，那我们来敬拜我们的神。
It's wonderful that we have used God's word to worship our God.
呀，我们在这个上个月我在Santa Maria聚会的时候带这个马太福音。
And last month, I was leading the Book of Matthew at the Santa Maria gathering.
Yeah, 那在那个地方呢，这个我们在查那张正好是在后面的时候，他就说，这个他们文士来问耶稣，这个诫命里面最大的是什么？
And so the teacher of the law asked Jesus, "What is the most biggest commandment?"
哇，在那个时候，耶稣就说，在全部这个旧约、新约旧约这个十诫里面。最大的这个诫命就是尽心尽性尽意尽意爱主你的神。
Of all the commandment is that to love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.
然后他再说，然后后面他又跟着你要爱人如己哈。
You need to love your neighbor as yourself.
呀，在我在跟大家分享的时候，我就想到哇，那个就准备这今天的讲台里面。就是注重的什么是尽心尽性尽意尽意爱主你的神。
So when I was prepared for this sermon, I really was pondering on what is to love your God with all your heart, with your mind, with your strength.
是不是神要你做事？
And does God want you to do
尽意尽性？
God want you to make all your effort to do things.
但是我在那边，我就是特别像上个礼拜、上上礼拜那个 Scott Mayer 来的时候，他也提到。尽心尽性尽意尽意爱主你的神。
And when the Scott Mayer is our missionary came, and he also talked about the same thing.
Yeah, 所以我在想，今天神他到底要我们？耶稣他讲说，最大的诫命到底是什么
？With all the commandment, what is the biggest commandment?
很明显的，神是要我们全人的为主活。
And so obviously, God wants us to totally commit our life to live for Him.
Yeah, 所以不是神不是要你只是做我今天有没有尽力我今天有没有尽意我今天有没有什么尽神他今天要你全人。
And God is not only what you think about when you do things, try your very best. He wants you to do it wholeheartedly.
Yeah, 所以我们来一起来读我们今天的这个在马可福音他这边也讲哈我们来一起来读。Shall we all stand? 让我们都一起站立我们读神的话语。
Let's stand to read God's words.
Yeah, 我们来一起来读神的话语哈。有一个文士来问耶稣诫命中哪一件最要紧呢？耶稣回答说：“第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听，
主
我神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。其次就是说，要爱人如己，再没有比这个诫命更大的。” The English.
And let's read the English, Mark chapter 12, 28 to 31. And one of the scribes asked, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord with the guy with all the heart and with all the soul and with all thy mind and with all the strength. This is the first commandment.And the second is like this, namely this, thou shalt love the neighbor as yourself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
All right, please be seated. 请坐。所以在耶稣他回答这个问题，什么是最大的这个诫命
？How do you answer Jesus? Answer what is the greatest commandment?
所以耶稣他也就是说，今天是什么是在我们人生里面最大神要叫我们做的
？And Jesus actually answered.What is the most important commandment in our life?
啊，所以他用第一句话，他说谁啊？他说神，他是独一的神。
And God is the only one.
当初我们在这个是从那个生命记里面出来的。
And this is came from the Deuteronomy.
呀，当初他们这个以色列人，他们在这个迦南地，他们在那边拜巴利。
And when they were worship Baal.
所以那个时候，这个神就跟他们讲说。这个耶和华他说我是神我是独一的神
And he said I am the Jehovah I'm the only one
呀，为什么他在这个时候要跟以色列人讲，他说我是独一的神呢？
Why he want to say that to his people? I'm the only one.
因为他们都在那边在敬拜巴利。
Because they will worship Baal.
他们在那边不但说是这个跟着外邦人在敬拜巴利，他们自己很多的犹太人也开始敬拜巴利。
And besides all those the other people besides Israel, they are worship Baal, but they start worshiping Baal as well.
所以当他这个讲到这个敬拜这个巴利的，这什么巴利是什么样的神
？And what kind of God is Baal?
这个巴利他就是财富的神。
And he is the God of wealth.
他也是他们那个农产这个地里出产这个产地的神。
And the God of crops.
啊，他也是这个看这个下雨的求这个下雨的神。
God of rain.
他也包括这个生育的神。
And also fertility God.
啊，他们这真是这实在很现实的一些神呐、啊，真是帮助他们的。
And they're a very practical God that can really help those people.
当初的那个时候，以色列人他们在这个被罗马他们统治的时候，他们也开始在那边在敬畏，也是拿一些为自己为有好处的东西来拜。
When Israel was dominated by Roman Empire at the time, they also thinking about their own life. They start practical worship other gods.
Yeah, 今天我们是不是也是这样子
？And do we act the same?
我们今天没有叫他巴利。
We did not call them the same Baal.
我们今天只是叫他是我们的这个什么这个 Wall Street 的这个 stock market。
And maybe 我们是在崇拜股票。
今天我们所在那个是今天我们今天看到的他的这个财富才看到我们的这个生育，看到家庭，他这些都变成我们的主了。
And the fertility, the wealth, and our family become our priority. That is the God of our life.
Hey, 弟兄姐妹们，我们今天在这个社会里面生活，现实的看。谁是我们的主
？And if you really look realistically, who is really our Lord in our life?
今天我们敬拜的其实都是敬拜自我。
And very often we worship our own ego stuff.
今天我们拜的其实就是我们今天拜我们的需要。
We worship the things that we need.
哦，这个在这里哈，呀、yeah, ，所以我们今天拜的这个东西啊。就是我们这个生活里面这个对我们的权柄我们的权力我们今天也在拜。
And we worship the things towards our rights and also the authority.
要我再想问一下我们这边有谁没有这个脸书的
I'm going to ask you a question, who does not have a Facebook?
啊那边有一位没有脸书的。
And there's a few of them do not have a Facebook.
呀其实在这个脸书上面很多人他们都是在看。我今天有多少个朋友
？And very often people are showing up. How many friends do I have?
我们今天在这个脸书上面在看，我有多少登东西出去了，我们就要看有多少人会有赞。
And very often we share stuff to see how many people like.
今天我们这个是今天的社会，让我们都是要满足我们自己的自我的需要。
The society is really focused on how we satisfy our egos.
今天变成了神，很多时候，今天我们不再是我们的思想是想到神。
And that take away the things that we really think about God.
啊，当我们在做生意的时候，
we
我们有的时候也都没有考虑到今天神对我们的要求怎么样。
And we don't really ask what is God's expectation from us.
Yeah, 所以我在想当初我刚刚来搬过来的时候，就是蛮 impress 我的就。当着非常对我有这个深的记忆力的。
And so when I remember, we just moved to this area that there's a huge impact on me.
啊，那个时候啊，这个我们中间的这个 Dick 弟兄他们在开这个餐馆，他们礼拜天关门。
And so like our brother Dick, they had a restaurant, but they closed on Sunday.
他们就是礼拜天就是找的员工一起来聚会。
And they really encourage the people work with them come to church to worship.
上次有一次我那个 Dick 弟兄跟我分享的时候，他也是说，我说哇，这个你礼拜天，这个把店关了，然后来这个敬拜主，啊，他上次他讲了一句话，我记得很深。
I remember something he shared with me when I asked why you actually close your restaurant and come to worship on Sunday.
他们其实礼拜天的生意是赚钱最多的时候。
And very often Sunday make more money.
他就说我反正不开门我也不知道。
And so if I don't open, I have no idea anyway.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天是不是常常在这个做生意上面，我们今天有没有？像神教给我们的要我们的这个休息。
And so very often, even with our business, do we do what God want our to have to rest?
Yeah, 我感谢主，我们中间现在也开始有些人开店的，也是礼拜天开始也在关了店，然后来一起崇拜。
And very often there is quite a few business owners in our church that they close their shops on Sunday to worship.
当我们 honor, 当我们尊敬神的时候，神也尊敬我们。
When we honor God, God's going to honor us.
Yeah, 所以我在想说，我们知道我们中间的这个 massage 的，我们都知道好几家商店的都是礼拜天，现在都是带着大家来敬拜神。
And very often the people who own the massage shop, they close on Sunday and bring people to worship on Sunday.
Yeah, 然后最近也是我记得这个去年的时候。那个何牧师在我们中间跑去这个郎静跟那杜弟兄的店里面，也在说啊，礼拜。
何牧师，
以前的那个何牧师。
Okay. So the last year the pastor Ho who was
何牧师。
Ho
何他也是 H O 嘛。
Yeah.
H O
Ho. H O Ho. Yeah. 何牧师 Pastor Ho went to visit Longjin's shop.
Yeah, 我记得那个时候我们在去的时候，那个何牧师就在劝他们，就说啊，礼拜天要敬这个是安息日，来敬拜主。
And so the Sunday is a Sabbath day. They come to worship the Lord on Sunday.
哇，感谢主，他们现在礼拜天也在那边也在敬拜主。
And so they do the same thing and honor God to close their restaurant.
哇！现在他们一家都在这边，在服侍教会。
And their whole family come to church and to serve the church.
你有没有看到那个谁，那个艾琳，像每个礼拜天聚完会，在那个厨房，在那边帮助清理、帮你整理。哇！这个感谢， yeah, 真是感谢主。
Their daughter Eileen spends so much time every Sunday.After the lunch to clean up the kitchen.
然后他儿子现在的这个当兵，现在还在休息的时候，他也在我们教会帮忙翻译。
And their son actually start translating for our church.
啊，我在想这个杜弟兄大概想今天如果说是他们礼拜天还在开店的时候，我想今天这个神的祝福可能不会那么大。
So the brother do that if they still have a restaurant open on Sunday, that the blessing will be not the same.
Yeah, 我在想我们今天这个巴利，当初他们在那边敬拜巴，在那边追求巴利。
And so when they start to worship the Baal.
那我们今天又反过来看我们自己怎么样
？And we need to have an inspection of ourselves.
我们今天的做事，在我们的上班，在做这个开店，有没有是把神放在第一
？And when we work, that we have our own business, does God come first?
还是我们的主耶稣，我们的敬拜神？是 nice to have， 今天是次要的。
And so the to know God, to worship God is secondary.
Yeah, 有的时候我在想，我们中间是有的人，他们是有这个礼拜天还是有这个生意的。
And so there are few that still may need to do business on Sunday.
但是礼拜天的时候，他们也是还是礼拜天，还是在怎么样安排礼拜天崇拜，还是来敬拜，来敬拜神。
And despite that, they still make a really effort come to worship Lord on Sunday morning.
真是求，还有我现在在想，特别是像这些读书的，我们的中间的学生。
And we talk about students here today.
Yeah, 我想今天我们的为什么读书？今天读书是不是为了要敬拜神用
？And so why we go to college? Is that the go to college is to one day we can serve and to worship God?
千万不要就是说我们今天这个读了书以后，我们以后可以赚大钱。
And your goal should not be that because you go to college, you can make a lot of money in the future.
你不要把你的生命换成钱。
And don't exchange your life to money.
Yeah, 我在这个 Diablo 上班的时候，我那个每一年都有新的学生到我们就是请这些跳 party 的一些工程系的学生到我组里来。
And so when I still working at Diablo at the time, I have a lot of engineer students come to my group.
那个时候我也是跟他们提到，我们说你现在在我们这边，你只是为了赚钱的话，你一辈子只是差不多值$2 million，人就没有了。
So your goal is try to make money as an engineer that you made probably a couple million dollars in your life.
你今天的人的生命就只值个两三个 million dollars， 你就没有了，你今天退休了，你就人的意义就没了。
Is your life only value the few million dollars and the end of the life and that's it?
弟兄姐妹们，你们的生命值多少钱
？And so, how much your value, your money worth it?
你今天是不是要赚？你是来这个到学校这个读完书，为了是要赚钱
？And so, your goal is to make money after your graduation.
你当你如果说把你的生命换成钱的时候，这实在是没有这个价值。
If you exchange your life to money, it is really worthless.
Yeah, 我们这个钱呢、啊、你今天说是两三个 million dollars, 就是我这就从我这个退休这个 pandemic 到现在今天你要用的钱的这个外面的这个 买的价钱都已经增加了一倍了。
And so during the pandemic, that no matter how much money you have, then sometime probably will increase.
Yeah, 你今天如果说是以前的话那你如果说你以赚钱为主的话你的 value 都已经掉了一半了。
And so if you only think about making the money, very often you lost half of your worth.
所以神在这边讲他说他是独一的神。
And God said he is the only Lord.
呀、yeah, 今天很多的时候我们今天也可以看到很多人他们今天去拜这个各个的教庙啊什么都是在那边拜神啊为了他的自己的好处。
And very often people worship other gods for their own goods.
啊特别是他有的庙啊这个偶像造得很大。
And so some of the actually temples of the idol in those temples are gigantic.
哇我这是看有的时候看到介绍中国。哇那些那个佛像高又高又大是金镀的镀金的。
So sometimes I watch the YouTube that talk about those idols that they're huge and with a gold on the surface.
啊有的时候就他们去摸摸他的肚子你会有福气。
And very often they say if you touch the belly that you're going to get more money.
啊然后有的这个庙宇造的好大。
And sometimes the temples are huge.
然后为了他就我在想包括我们基督教一样的天主教像在那个巴西那边他们有一个耶稣的像造的好大。
And sometimes just like our own religion or Catholicism that in the Brazil has a huge statue of Jesus.
弟兄姐妹我们就是把神变成了一个像。
And very often we become the God became an image.
然后你觉得你今天对他这个像你拜这些神的时候你会得到好处。
And you feel like if you worship the image, you will gain something good.
知道到底谁是神。
But who is God?
你今天要拜他是为了什么?
And what's the reason you really worship him?
是为了要他拜你。
Because you want him to worship you for your own good.
Yeah, 今天如果说他给你的好处不够好的话，你今天就换家店了。
And so if you are, if he doesn't give you the good back, then you very often you go to different religion.
所以在这边神他就说我是独一的，只有一，没有第二。
And here talk about he's a Jehovah, he's unique and he's one.
他说我们这个他在这边说耶和华必为独一无二的他的名也是独一无二的。
And here's talk about the God is one.
啊今天如果是神的话那就只有这么一个。
If there's only one God, there's only just one God. Is
今天如果有两个神要你来选的话你就变成神了。
And so if you choose one of the two God, you are the God yourself.
因为是由你来决定他行不行来帮你。
And you're the one decide who's the God that can help you.
所以在这个地方神就马上就讲说我是独一的。
And here said, I am the one Lord.
在撒加利亚书里面他就讲他就说我是独一的 one God.
And so Zechariah talk about, said there's only one Lord.
在那边他并不是说我是大神。
And talk about how big God I am.
在这个英文里面他 God 他就用一个字 God is one 神就是一。
In English there's just one God just
你看他这个这边神他在称他自己是不是很果断的。
And so very decisive he said I am the one
哇他就说我就是一。
I am the unique, I'm the one.
诶，弟兄姐妹们，当我们在生在我们的生活里面，你今天是不是还在找 1.2， 还是找第还是找第二
？And sometimes besides this one, are you looking for something else as well?
你除了一以外，没有其他的了。
And if you think about it, there's only one. There's nothing else.
神他的名就是一。
He is the one.
所以是在这个地方给我们看到，神他是就是这么一，所以他是他，而且他是专一的神。
And because he's one, he's a devoted God.
他今天也是专门他就是一个只是爱我们，就只有他就当他说爱我们，他就是爱到底。
When he said he loves us, he devoted his love to us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，神他今天不但只是一，在高在整个宇宙是他是一，他今天也是看到我们的这个子民，他也是独一的专一的爱我们。
And so he's not the only the unique one in universe. He's also only one that love his devote his love to us.
所以在这个以赛亚书，他就说，他说妇人焉能忘记他的这个吃奶的婴孩，而不连续他所生的儿子吗
？Isaiah said, "Can a woman forget her sucking child, and then she shall not have a compassion on the son on her own womb?"
神他也是爱我们。不离不弃
She never forsake us.
我说还好神是有他是一他是有神的神性他有专一的这样的神他不是看到我们今天爱不爱他
Because it is a deism that he have that character only love us.
Yeah, 所以弟兄姐妹不管你今天爱不爱主神他今天拯救你他还是爱你
And no matter whether you love God or not, but he saved you, he loves you.
他今天不但说是爱你，而且他还给你生命气息。
And besides, he loves you, he gives you the breath.
在这个弟兄姐妹，不管我们今天常常的爱，都只是按照我们的这个情况。今天人家对我们好不好，我们来爱人家。
Very often, the way we love other things or love people is depend the circumstances.
神他今天对我们的爱，他是。他并不撇下我们，也不丢弃我们。
And he will never fail us, and will never forsake us.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天的生活，你今天还是要去那边，是为了赚钱而赚钱。
And is your life just only focused on the money?
哇，弟兄姐妹们，今天神他今天说爱你，他已经为你舍命了，他今天就定义的爱你。
And when God said he loves you, he already committed his life for you.
啊，这个爱是双性、双向的哈。
If you think about love, love is mutual.
爱一直在那里。
A love is already there.
但是你今天你感受不到，感受不你先感受不到，感受不到感受得到，感受不到爱的话，这个是你的问题哈。
And very often whether you can feel the love or not, that's your problem.
就像这个父母亲对孩子的爱。是一定是在那里。
And just like the parents' love is always there.
有的时候，这孩子向爸爸妈妈要东西，这个孩子这个父母亲没有给他们。
And very often the kids that ask something from their parents, the parents say no.
啊，这个时候孩子就说：“爸爸，你不爱我。
”And say, "Dad, you don't love me."
我们今天是不是也常常这样子
？Very often we behave the same.
我们今天有没有到神面前要求东西？今天没有看到神要给我们的东西的时候，我们就说神他不爱我。
And very often we ask something from the God, and God didn't give it to us. We say, "You don't love me."
神他今天他是因为他是专一的，他就只是单单的爱我们。
And God is a devoted God. He loves us solely.
你要感受到神的爱的时候，只有当你单一的去爱神。
And so when you want to feel God's love, you need to be mutual, and you need to.Come to him.
所以 that's why 那个耶稣他就说要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽意爱主你的神。
And you need to love God with your heart, with your strength, and with your mind.
神他不是要你为他做什么东西。
God's not what I want you just to do things.
神是要你经历他。
God wants you to experience him.
所以当这个神他对你专一的爱你的时候，他也要你单单的只爱他。
And so when God is devoted his love to you, he wants you to love him solely.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天的生活里面有没有？单单的爱主。
Do we really love God solely?
在这个耶稣他在讲说，在这个诫命里面，你只要这个犯了一条，你就犯了全部。
And so for the Ten Commandments, you feel offend one, then you offend all.
啊，我们今天神是叫我们全人尽力单一的爱神。你今天有没有爱神
？And do you really love God solely?
让你今天跟神说，神啊，我今天爱你了，那今天十件事情我爱你了两件事，你应该高兴了。
And so you should be happy. I just love you 2 out of 10.
但是这今天不是神高不高兴，是你有没有享受到神的爱，是你的问题。
And it's not whether God is pleased with you or not. Is that do you really enjoy God's presence?
把我们的需要，把我们的这个敬畏神，都仰望在神面前，然后看神他来。怎么样做
Bring our knees and really honor God to see what he can be, what can he do.
Okay, 在这个地方，他就神，他就是因为，然后为什么我们要神？他今天要我们先爱他。
And so why does God want us to love him too?
因为神他是先爱了我们。
Because he already loved us first.
那看到没有？他在这个出埃及记啊。神的带领在出埃及记里面是一直带领，从第一章一直带到十九章。
So in the Exodus, talk about from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 19.
只有到了二十章的时候，才把十诫给这个给他们这个以色列人。
And so only in the chapter 20 that he gave his Ten Commandments.
神要你先经历神的经历神他自己。
And God wants you to experience him first.
然后才借着这个十诫才讲到。你要爱尽心尽心尽意尽意爱主你的神。
And through the Ten Commandments to teach you how you can love God.
你看到没有？所以耶稣他就说这个，他们问他问耶稣说这个最大的这个诫命是什么时候？耶稣就说就是爱主你的神哈。
And so they talk about what's the greater commandment is that love your God.
所以诫命的第一条一直到第四条就是。尽心尽意尽意爱你主你的神。
So if you look at the commandment 1 to 4, it's talk about love God first.
然后诫命第五条到第十条就是爱人如己。
And the commandment 5 to 10 talk about you love your neighbors yourself.
哇，你有没有看到耶稣基督他就是讲两句话就把整个十诫整个新约的这个律法。全部都总刮起来了。
And two phrases from Jesus actually conclude entire Ten Commandments.
你就看到神的心意是在哪里。
You know that's where his heart is.
神的心意就是要我们今天完全是属于神的人。
And God, we are belong to God. We want to love him first.
他今天不是是一个偶像，要我们今天做些什么事情。
And he's not just idol, so we worship idol.
他今天要我们全人。
He wants our love him wholeheartedly.
啊、所以今天神他今天就先是在十字架上为我们的罪死在十字架上。
The most important, he died on the cross for us.
所以他说这个神耶稣他还在我们做罪人的时候就为我们的死了，神的爱就此向我们显明。
And so when we're a sinner, he already died for us.
所以在这个地方，神他是以他的爱先来浇灌我们，然后让我们整个人对他有个反应。
And so he poured his love to us.First, so we can have a response.
所以当神他今天爱我们了以后，他今天就是要求我们全人的爱他。
After we learn he loves us first, and he wants us to love him wholeheartedly.
所以我在准备的时候，我在想啊，是不是要解释什么是尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主？
And so while I was really prepared, should I really explain what is love with your heart, soul, and mind, and strength?
我想这边不是耶稣他叫我们什么是尽心尽意哈。
And so this is not what Jesus is saying, explain things.
今天神他是要我们全人的爱神。
And he wants us to love him wholeheartedly.
这就是包括我们今天的我们的意志我们的思想我们的全人我们的力量全部神他今天都要我们来敬拜神。
So is that including our thoughts, our will, and our emotion to love him?
所以今天神他给我们的诫命不是要我们怎么样去做才能变成这个都是all your heart 就变成尽心尽意的。
And so the his commandment is not to teach us detail that how to love him.
今天神他所要的是我们今天全人的为神而活。
And so actually he wants our heart to live for him.
是因为所以神他先用他的爱来激励我们，在哥林多后书的他里面也提到。
And so he actually He uses love to compel us first in the first Corinthians.
他在里面他就说，原来基督的爱激励我们，他替众人死，是为了是叫那活的人不再为自己活，乃是为他们死而复活的主活。刚才那个美玲也提到这一句话。
And for Christ's love to compel us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, then those who live should be longer. no longer live for themselves, but the him, he died for them and was raised again.
哇，你是看到，我就在这边想想，神他今天爱我们，真是爱的真彻透啊。
And so he loves us, his love is so thorough.
所以像我们做父母亲的要让我们给孩子就是我们说让他们感觉我们爱他是什么常常我们就是他们要什么给他买一个好东西让他们高兴一下让他们感觉我们在爱他。
And sometimes when we want to love our kids, then we just satisfy their needs.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹们神他今天的爱他不是给我不是只是把我们要的好东西要给我们。
And so God's love is different, just not only satisfy what we want.
有没有想到我们真是如果神他今天就把我们今天所要的这个 material 这个物质上的东西给我们的话我们今天真正要神 是你要是要神的还是你要物质的好处
So if you only satisfy with the material goods do we really want God or do we want the material things
你有没有看到耶稣他在这边他先你还在做罪人的时候耶稣就已经为你死在十字架上
And you talk about when we were still sinner he already died for us
他以他的这个全部百分之百的爱把他自己完全的独生子死在十字架上他给我们的爱比任何的东西啊，真是远超过我们他要给我们的任何东西
And his love is totally complete 100% with his own life
所以神他今天要我们的爱他今天是以他的爱来激励我们，我们来爱他。
So how we can love God? Because He uses His love to compel us first.
所以在那个保罗，他在罗马书的地方，他也讲到，他说有什么东西可以让我们跟与神的爱隔绝呢
？What kind of thing can separate us from God, a love of God?
啊，他说是，难道是我今天没有读到学位
？And so because we lack of degree.
今天我们没有钱。
And because we lack of money.
啊，我就是跟着神的这个爱就隔开了。
So that separate from God from us.
啊，是不是今天我跟我的丈夫，我跟我太太的婚姻产生破裂，所以我就跟神的爱隔开了
？That separate us because our marriage have in trouble.
还是说我的生意不好，我就跟神的爱隔开了
？Or because my business is very not good.
他这边是说不管是什么不管是患难呢是痛苦呢是逼迫吗是饥饿呢是赤身露体呢是危险呢没有一样东西让我们的可以跟神的爱隔绝。
Nothing can separate us from love of God. Show trouble, hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword.
弟兄姐妹们，神他今天要我们爱他，他不是叫你怎么样爱他。
And he's not teaching us how to love him.
他今天先是让死在十字架上来显明他的爱，而让我们来爱他。
He demonstrates his own love by dying on the cross for us.
所以弟兄姐妹，在当我们在爱神的时候，就是完全是要以神的爱来激励我们，我们今天的爱才有这个爱才能活得出来。
And our love is based on that to see how God loves us first.
所以当我们爱神的时候，我们的这个主权，你就要发现神他今天是要我们的主权改变。
So the most important is to change the sovereignty first.
今天是我们今天我们的生活，我们的生命是属于自己的还是属于神的
？You have to think about is our life belong to us or belong to God.
刚才那个美玲也带我们读的圣经，不管我们是活是生是活，都是为主的。
And so, you know, is Maylene lead us in the reading the Bible? Whether we live or die, is we belong to God.
弟兄姐妹们，只有当我们今天把我们的主权给神的时候，你就发现啊，你今天神给你的带领是最好的。
And so, only you give your sovereignty to God, then you know God's leading is the best.
呀，那个这个希林他在帮我准备这个翻译的时候，他说：“哎，安德森，你要给一些例子。
” So when I was prepared his the translation part, I suggest him give some examples.
啊，我在想到说，真正当我们今天把我们的生命给主的时候，今天神的恩典，其实你会是你来经历神的恩典。
And so once we give the sovereignty to God, then that is the beginning of experience God's love.
Yeah, 你记不记得 我也很多人他你们也听到过我当初的是在台湾的时候我是混小太保
And so, you know, many of you probably already heard my testimony that I was involved in a gang.
啊我们在每次这个考试的时候每学期的大家都考全班第一第二。
And so very often then people say, oh, I'm the number one, number two in the class.
我也是选第一第二是从后面来的。
I'm in the bottom number one.
啊这个学校这个作弊被老师抓了。 然后礼拜这个礼拜六的时候，找了一群这个狐群狗党，我们到那个学校去打老师。
I was caught by cheating by one teacher. Then we beat up the teacher on the weekend.
这个那个 Sandy 他是在明道那个地方，就是我就在那个学校。
So Sandy knew that the area I was in one of the worst.
你也是啊，你 Dick 你也在那里。所以在我这就在那个学校，因为那个学校他们是靠近这个中心大学哈，所以他有的时候
very close to a college.
所以在那个时候常常有这个中心大学的学生来自监考。
And so very often there's a student from Zhongxin University come to monitor the exam.
所以我们那个时候做作弊，然后他抓了，然后我们就是教训他了一下。
And so then very often I was involved with cheating, and then I revenge when I got caught.
所以以后我们考试的时候，那个老师就在外面帮我们把风。
So later on, the teacher got beat up, but then he actually was standing outside.
哇，真的，当我今天自己觉得我今天。当大家这个我就是觉得那个时候我们在上课的时候，我在外面晃。
And so when people are studying in the classroom, I was wandering outside.
哦，结果那个训导主任啊，这个在外面巡逻。我们一看训导主任来，我就从那个窗户马上跳到班上来。
And so very well, I see people was like walking around. Immediately, I jump into the classroom.
所以在那个时候啊，我有一次我就在宿舍里面在想，我今天这一生到底是干什么
？And one time, I started really thinking about what is my life all about in the dorm.
当我今天觉得说啊，我今天在我们班上里面，我就带了一群这个小太保，这跟着我一起做事，去打架，去收保护会啊，这个，但是我觉得这一生到底我是要干什么
？So then I was very involved with a bunch of gang. I was the leader of the pack, and very often go to the shop to ask for protection fee. Is this my life all about?
啊，只有到后来，我就只有在我记得有一次还是逃课的时候，我是在宿舍，我就把我的生命交给主了。
And so one day, then when I escaped class, I was in the dorm. I finally said, "Give it to my life to God."
然后完了以后，就是有一次跟借那个徐华医生的讲道里面，他跟我提到，他那个时候我们就是，那个时候还是高中生，他就问我们，他说：“哎，你们在那个时，你们有没有这个男朋友、女朋友？”
And so one time, then during the sermon of Dr. Xu, then he asked, "Do you ever have a girlfriend?" Girlfriend at the time I was in high school.
他说，因为我们那个时候没有 text 啊，所以我们都只有写信的。
And so there was no phone like you can text, so we always write letters.
所以他那个时候呢，他就说，你今天接到一封信，这个情书从你的女朋友或男朋友来的时候，你是怎么去读它的
？And so very often when you receive a love letter, how do you read it?
你今天是不是读了这个什么？你说啊，你说你这一段跟下面那一段有 conflict。
And so do you really read, try to find fault in the letter?
然后就说啊，你今天这一段我听不懂，我看不懂的，那边就这个你这个讲的东西讲错了。
And you also say, oh, this doesn't make any sense, or there's something wrong with this paragraph.
如果你这样子读你这样子读你的这个情书的话，你是第二封来就不再来了。
And so if you continue to read a love letter like that, then you'll never receive another love letter.
他说我们今天读的时候常常都是要在这个情书的里面去看他到底想要跟我们讲什么。
And very often when you read a love letter, you want to see what that person want to express to you.
你今天读这个情书的时候，这个你要感受他到底是他想要跟你讲的。
You want to feel what that person want to convey to you.
所以他就说圣经就是神写给我们的一本情书。
The Bible is a love letter to us.
当我们今天读圣经的时候，你今天只完全就只是用你的理智去读圣经的话
，And if you just use your will to read Bible，
你可能只是变成一个神学家
，You maybe be a theologian。
但是如果说是你今天去用你的爱、你的心去读这个神给你的情书的时候
，And if you read God's letter with the love and with your heart，
这个时候你变成了一个基督徒。
And you actually became a Christian.
神就改变你的生命。
And God changed your life.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们今天改变我们生命的时候，就主要的就是你把你的生命交给神。
So how can we change? Is that give the authority to God?
然后你就是为了他的这个心意，为了他的喜悦，为了他的目的，你而活。
And because for His love, you want to live for Him.
所以我记得我那个时候在 Illinois 读，在那边读书，在读研究院的时候。
When I studied graduate school in Illinois.
所以那个时候我们 要考那个 博士班的 要考那个qualification 的时候。
So there was a qualification exam for the doctor degree.
但是正好就在那个 week, 那个徐华医生到我们那个 UFI, 到我们 Illinois 来讲道，
And so
来传福音。
Dr. Xu came to our campus to share evangelism.
所以那个时候神就是让我在心里面就是到底想我今天要不要放弃这个读博士，还是说我们今天还是今天为了神的这个福音，还是把我的时间放在福音上面。
And so that God really challenged me to should I continue the doctorate degree or devote my life that to give it to God.
真是的，当我们今天看到了我们今天的一生的目的的时候，我就想我神就特别让我感受到今天我们今天把我们的时间精神给神的话，神他自己会安排我们的一生。
So once you know what's your purpose of life, that God is will take care.
所以感谢主，我就是那个时候，我们就是那个徐华医生来那边讲道，来传福音。
So when the Dr. Xu actually shared evangelism in the campus,
哇，你看这个，等到他一呼召的时候，这个人的举着手啊，就像那个池塘里的鱼在跳似的，啪啪啪啪啪，就是弟兄姐妹的这个大家把心归给神，神他就在你们福音工作，他就在那边做他的工作。
When he start calling people whether they want to accept Jesus Christ as the person savior, there's so many hands raised up.
然后再来一个，我们生活这本身就会有改变。
And so then we start our change our lifestyle.
所以在这个在新约里面他也讲，他说要把神的话要把它放细在我们的手上，要戴在我们的头上。
And so bind God's word in our hands and our forehead.
你们有没有看到人把这个东西贴在手上？
Do you ever put the see God's words put on forehead?
今天他的意思就是说要把神他今天 变成我们的主了以后，我们生活方式要改变。
And so you're actually telling us once he became the Lord of our life that we change our lifestyle.
神他今天要我们的双手去做公义，做神的工。
And so use our hand to do God's work.
要把神的话放在我们的 头上。
And the words on our forehead.
要我们有个圣洁的思想。
And so we have a holy thought.
也而且是要借着这个神给我们的这个恩典，要把这个爱神放在第一位。
And so through God's grace that is loving God to become a number one priority.
所以在这个保罗他也就是在罗马书第六章他就说叫我们把我们自己奉献给这个献上当作活祭。
And so the Roman they talk about we need to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
不让我们今天的生活不让罪在我们生命上面得有做主。
And so sin will no longer control us.
让我们身体不做这个罪的义器，而做这个圣洁的义器。
And so our body be not become the vessel of the of sin and become the body of serving God.
你就发现这个生活这上面就有改变。我看到我们中间教会很多人的生活信了主以后，生命上都改变了。
And so you see our life start to change. I see a lot of people in our church their life start change after they accept Christ.
呀，我在想那个我们中间那个嘉玲姐，你就看到她以前这个没有信主的时候，她对信仰一点兴趣都没有。
And so when you look at the Catherine Lee, then before she became a Christian, she was no interest in God.
哇，她现在信了主，她就发现她就是要把这个家里的这个信仰要传给她的家里的人。
And so then when she became a Christian, she want to share her belief and her family belief.To the family.
他家有一个房间都像一个 museum, 把一些这个神在他们家的恩典都贴在墙都在贴在墙上啊，真是写出来让这个家人知道神在他们家里面的恩典。
And there's one room in her home that filled with the memorabilia things that to remember God's grace.
他就突然间他就整个人的生活方式也就是变了，他就是一直是让他的家人认识到神在他们李家的这个恩典是如何。
Is her life totally changed because she her number one priority is God's grace in her life.
所以那个时候他上两个礼拜前他是三个礼拜前他做心脑管的手术。
And so about 3 weeks ago, she had a TAVR procedure.
哇，她在手术以前，这是蛮危险的一个手术哈。
And before the surgery, that the surgery has some certain risk.
然后她那个时候她就讲说，哇，今天 如果神要接我去，就接我去吧。
And so if God's
going to
take,
他的人生的整个改变了。
So God, if God's ready to take me, I'm ready.
然后他说，神今天要我留下来，就是要真是要把家里的这信仰的传承把它做完。
And so if God want to keep me, then I can continue to share God's grace with others.
哎，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天每一个人的这一口气都是 limited， 到你今天剩下的这一生，都是一定有一定的时间剩下来。
All our life, our breaths are very limited.
你今天到底是要你的生活是为了谁活
？And what are you going to live for?
是由你来决定。
And you make that decision.
然后今天耶稣他今天就说，除了今天我们是敬爱爱神，完了下面一个就是彼此相爱。
And besides we love God, the next is love our neighbor.
哇，神的心真是要爱，真是这个。爱要我们彼此相爱哈。
And God's heart is to we need to love one another.
所以耶稣他在约翰福音第十三章里面，他三十四节他说，耶稣就吩咐我们要彼此相爱。耶稣怎么样爱我们，也要我们怎么样彼此相爱。
And so the first John talk about that how God loves us, we need to love one another.
Yeah, 其实耶稣他没有说啊，今天人家爱你，你才爱人。
And God didn't say that because someone loves you, so you need to love that person back.
神他今天要我们的爱，不是因为别人爱我们怎么样，我们才爱，怎么样再反过来爱。
And we do not treat people who treat us good, and so we treat back.
耶稣要我们的爱是借着因为耶稣爱我们，我们才爱人。
And is the love that is because God loves us, so He wants to love others.
所以在这边，他也在那个约翰一书里面也讲，他说：“人若说他爱主，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎。”不爱他的看不见的如果没有不爱他看得见的弟兄，他就没有办法爱没有看不见的神。
So first John chapter 4 verse 20 talk about if a man says I love God and but does not love his brother, he's a liar. He that love not his brother who he has seen, how can he love God who has not seen?
哇，今天神他今天送那个这个耶稣，他在这个时候在就要上十字架以前，他就特别注重到今天我们是不是有是不是彼此相爱。
Before he was nailed on the cross, he very focused to we love one another.
所以当这个我们这边看啊，当他们那个耶稣他这个十字他在十字架上受了死，然后他这个他死了以后，彼得他们这个做老大的他真是没戏唱了，就找了他们这些其他的使徒说，哦，我这个放弃了，我们去钓鱼吧。
So after Jesus died on the cross, that the follower feel the life was very hopeless. So they decide to go back to their old occupations is to catch fish.
Yeah, 所以当他们这个当他们在跟耶稣还活的时候，他们就希望说啊，耶稣你得国的时候，我今天一个坐在你左边，一个坐在你右边，做这个丞相哈。
And so when you were still, when Jesus was still alive, they were hoping that one day there will be glory with Jesus, one on the left, one on the right.
但是嘞，今天耶稣死了，没戏唱了。
And but when Jesus died, it seems like this is hopeless.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹，我们今天有时候看到，我们今天碰到难处的时候，我们就觉得我们的信仰没什么，对我们没有用了。
And very often when we're facing difficulty or challenges, our faith become nothing.
我想那个时候彼得跟他们这些门徒也都是对神整个是失望的。
And at that time, Peter and the other followers feel the same way.
所以他们就去那个去打鱼。
So they will become their become a fisherman again.
打了一晚上都没有打掉没有打到鱼。
They caught nothing after all night.
所以那个时候这个耶稣他在岸上就帮他们已经准备好了有饼有鱼有炭火。
But at the time, Jesus prepared the food and prepared the fish and the bread for them.
所以那个然后耶稣那个时候就是问这个彼得，他说你爱我吗？
And so that time, Jesus asked Peter, do you love me?
你爱我比这些吃的东西更多吗？
Do you love me more than those?
啊，今天神他今天要我们的爱，他要问我们，我们今天爱神爱得怎么样？
And God wants to challenge us, so do you love me more than these?
他特别是讲到你爱比这些多吗
you, Do you really love me more than these?
Yeah, 我们今天在这个生活上的这个生活上很多的事情
And in our life there's a lot of things
我们今天爱主有没有比我们这些事情更多
Do we love God more than those things in our life.
神他今天是要，他就常常是要 challenge 我们，要挑战我们，我们今天所爱的到底有没有比我们生活周围的东西多。
And so God really wants to challenge, do we really love him more than things in our life?
我们今天爱主有没有多于神所关心的东西。
And do we love God more than the things that God really care about?
神所关心的是谁？
What does God really care about?
是你周围的弟兄姐妹们。
And God really care about is the neighbors, that is the brother and sister around us.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天神他所关心的，他没有说啊，你今天是不是愿意帮我多做事情
？And God did not care about you do more things for me.
今天神我所对我们问的，你爱我比你现在忙碌的更多吗
？Do you really love me more than the things that you really?
你爱我比你现在面对的难处更多吗
？Do you love me more than the things that you're facing all the challenges?
你今天这个爱我是比你这个你所有的更多吗
？Do you love me more than things that you?
神他今天叫我们。爱他的话就是爱他神的羊
and so to love him and to demonstrate by love his sheep
所以今天神他今天是 给我们看到他今天他所重点的是他我们周围的弟兄姐妹们
and the focus is that is love, love our neighbors is the brother and sister around us
yeah, 所以今天到底服侍神我们今天到教会来服侍神是为了想要说、哦、我今天可以为教会多做些事吗
So serving, does that mean that we do more things for church?
今天不是
No
今天我们来服侍神来教会服侍是因为你爱神
And you want to serve because you love him
yeah, 今天神他今天要我们、今天 是因为爱的关系我们今天自然表现出来的
And it's a natural demonstration when we serve because we love him
今天如果说是我们今天这个爱是没有爱，今天你只是在教会里面服侍的话，你今天只是教会的雇工。
And so when you serve without love, you're just like the people who employ you.
你今天只是在为了你这个教会，你只是说是你是一个会员。
And you may be just a member.
你可以其实你这样就可以不需要做了。
And so you really don't have to do it.
因为你今天所做的，你只是敷衍。
And so you're just doing on the service.
神今天要我们今天教会的服事不是做事情而乃是对神爱的一个反应。
And so it's a reflection of God's love when we do things.
所以我在想到看那个在这个出埃及记三十二章三十二节的地方。
So in the Exodus, talk about chapter 32.
当这个百姓犯罪的时候，这个这个摩西到神面前，他说啊，这些百姓又犯罪了。
And so the Israel committed sin, and so Moses complained to God, "Yeah, your children committed sin again."
他今天没有到神面前是说，哈，神啊，你的这些子民 ，See, 他们都是这个不值得你的爱的人，把他们就给他们都击杀了吧。
And so he did not complain that your children continue just kill them.
那他今天反而是说。啊，求你赦免他们的罪，如果不然的话，求你从你的生命册上把我的名字给除掉。
And please forgive them and remove their name from your book.
像罗马书在那个保罗他也是讲，他说他为了他的弟兄，他骨肉之亲，他说就是我被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意。
So Paul also expressed the same sacrifice love for his fellow Israelites, for I could wish that myself cursed.And cut off from the cry for the sake of my people, those are my own race.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹们，我们今天神他今天要我们爱弟兄，不是说是我们今天去做的爱弟兄。
And so, just not doing to demonstrate our love.
我们今天爱是就像耶稣讲的，你爱你的邻居，就像你爱你自己，爱里面就直接做出来。
And so, the love is the love your neighbor as yourself is a natural response.
Yeah, 昨天我也是昨天那个，因为我们这个礼拜。那个龙运的小王，他介绍了一对有一个这个母女，他们印尼来的 Helen， 对 母子，他们这个有一对母子，他来我们教会。
So I was introduced by the Magic Dragon's owner that there's a mother and son.
所以那个我跟牧师我们就去探访，就是跟他谈。
So we went to visit them.
呀、yeah, ，那他就说他是想要来聚会。
She expressed she really want to come to church.
啊，那个时候我们想，哇，我们 Santa Maria 的车子实在成问题。
So with the transportation really become an issue.
所以那个时候我就昨天到了昨天我就 text 我就跟那个梅弟兄讲，我说啊，你们现在怎么样那边，因为他找那个很多时候需要接人呢、啊、需要接人来我们教会聚会。
And very often the Stephen May that they need to pick a lot of people from Santa Maria。
所以那个时候那个梅弟兄他就马上就说没问题，明天我们就开两部车。
So he said no problem, we're going to drive two cars tomorrow。
啊，弟兄姐妹们，今天爱主的时候是要有代价。
And so sometimes when you love God, you need to do some sacrifice.
啊，今天有的啊，就像这个像这个摩西跟这个像这个保罗，他就说我今天为了福音的关系，我自己有些损失无所谓。
And so just like Moses and the Paul talk about their loss, it's okay.
所以我们今天等一下报告的也会提到，我们教会那个牧师就想到一个方法。就说以后我们教会要不然就是在 Santa Maria 那边去租一个九个人的 van， 然后以后这个就把大家接过来。
And so the Pastor Ho actually talk about there's one solution is to rent a van on Sunday to bring everybody from Santa Maria。
但是现在我们还在这个安排啊，是因为要开这个车子啊，一大早梅弟兄他就需要到飞机场去拿车子，然后再怎么样接人过来，过完了以后在第二天以前又要把车子还回去。
So there's a lot of logistics that people need to think about besides the just renting a van. You also have to rent from the airport, then you have to how to pick up everybody and then how to return.
Yeah, 所以当他每次去这个飞机场去那边去拿车子，然后完了说不定还有人要送他去，然后第二天还有人再去把他接回来。
And also, he might need a transportation as well.
哎，弟兄姐妹，服侍是要有代价。
And sometimes you need to pay a price when you serve.
啊，我们今天有没有愿意把我们的服侍真是摆在神的面前
？Are we willing to offer our service to God?
啊，我们今天的服侍神，今天真是不是爱的关系，不是因为这个责任的关系
？Because you love God, so you serve, or just not?Coming from the responsibility.
Yeah, 所以我们先来做，时间也差不多了。这个真是我们看我们今天所讲的，我们全人的服侍。
And so we talk about wholeheartedly to serve God.
今天我们在各样事情做决定的时候，有没有反映到神在你身上的爱
？And when you make all the decisions, do you reflect God's love?
Yeah, 今天我们今天在说是爱主，说是爱主，说是礼拜天来聚会。我们今天在我们决定上面有没有反映出神的爱
？And so when you say you love God, then you, but when you make a decision, do you really reflect God what God wants?
所以，就算你今天在学校读书，你今天在这个在家庭里面啊，你今天在这个事业上面在这边做的时候，你是不是为了主而做的
？And so when the, regardless your family, the work or your study, do you do for the Lord?
真是让我们今天的服侍，今天我们的侍奉主，是因为神的爱来反映出来的服侍。
And we serve is just only reflect the love for us, the love for God.
让我们今天每一个人的生活，你每一分秒，你今天在做的任何事情，你都是以敬畏尊敬神来当作敬拜来敬拜神。
Everything you do is because you honor God.
Yeah, 等一下我们就在大家一起吃饭，这是吃中饭的时候，你也是借着吃饭跟弟兄姐妹的交通里面，是不是有在敬畏神
？And even with our fellowship lunch, that during the sharing, do we really honor God?
所以我们今天真是我希望我们今天我们的教会真是能够真是都是为了主而活，不管我们今天是做什么事情。
And so we really wish our church will live for Christ.
呀、yeah, ，所以像今天等一下我们要唱的诗歌，真是圣灵他感动了我们。
And so when we sing the song again, is that the Holy Spirit move us?
只有当圣灵感动我们的时候，虽然在歌词上面是说是我愿意去，我今天问那个美玲，我说，哎，今天要不要改成主我愿意为你活？隐私爱我愿意为你去，但是我们就是怕这个可能会大家都是 confused 了，我们还是为你去，但是我们。今天的借着这个信息，当你唱的时候，虽然是说我为你去，让你们自己，让我们自己来challenge我们自己， 是不是愿意为主活？
And so when we sing the song, it says, "Are you willing to willing to go for the Lord?" But actually, is are you willing to do for the Lord?
呀，我们教会这个今天也会报告的。我们教会开始现在也开始有人要愿意参加这个这个短宣。
And so, just our church, we have a couple people interested in the short mission.
呀，今天这个短宣也是把他自己这暑假的时间把它放掉，而且可能他还在公司里面还需要拿 vacation。但是他今天是不是愿意为神的福音去传福音去
？And the short mission, very often you have to take a vacation, but are you willing to sacrifice that to serve the Lord?
让我们一起祷告。
And let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
借着你自己给我们的话语，主你自己所讲的是要我们尽心尽意，让我们全人的爱你。
And through your words that you teach us how we can love you wholeheartedly.
Oh, 主，让我们每次的生活里面，主，你都要常，你是求你自己常常提醒我们，我们今天所做的是不是反映到我们在爱你。
So everything we do, that does it reflect of your love.
真是让我们每一天的生活不是，我们的生命不是这样子白白的过去。
And so our life is not living for vain.
但是我们就却看到主你自己的荣光，借着我们，借着别人，我们今天所服侍的人越来越有你自己的荣耀。
And so that's through our, because of your love, and so when we serve, then we can see your glory.
让我们不做只是一个礼拜天的基督徒。
We're not just a Sunday church goer.
其实求主帮助我们，让我们每一天都是你自己所宝血买回来的见证人。
And so every single day we're the witness.
我们主，我们真是愿意你自己恩待我们。
So continue to have a mercy on us.
愿你自己的话语继续在我们心里面做工。
And your words continue to encourage us.
我们真是把我们的前途真是仰望在主的面前。
We continue to offer our days into your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
I will pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们唱回应诗歌美丽。